On the show today, we have Star One Credit Union's very own Fred Schuchert and Finovera's very own Tom Litwinowitz talking about how Finovera has helped Star One with its bill pay capabilities for members. And it's not really a bill pay solution, so to speak. It's more like a bill management solution. We get into that in this interview and really go into some details with some really cool takeaways and some pretty cool results from Credit Union as well. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have quite the show for you today. And I'm going to start with introductions here. Right below us here is Star One Credit Union's very own Fred Schuchert. Fred, how are you, sir?
I'm fine, sir. You?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Thank you for asking. And then right next to me is Tom Litwinowitz.
Did I get very good, Mike. Yeah.
Whew, second time's a charm.
I hear you.
And Tom, you're from Finovera, and talk about that in a little bit here to get an intro on what that is. But today, well, I mean, the main topic is we're talking about how Finovera is helping out Star One with kind of bill pay capabilities, essentially, and kind of turning it more into a bill management solution to sum it all up here. But we'll get to that in a little bit. But first, all right, Tom, I'm gonna start with you on Finovera. Just give us a quick 411 on Finovera, what you guys are all about, and how you guys are helping credit unions these days.
Yeah, you said that pretty well, Mike. We're really not a bill payment company. We're a bill management company. So we kind of feel bill pay is the end of the process,
right?
It's you know, people get their bills, they assess them, they look at them, they assemble them, they try to add some context, and at the end of the day, they pay the bill. What we do is we try to get in front of that. So about 76% of bill payment today is done directly from the biller. So Mike, you probably get emails with a bill. Hey, your bill's due, and you pay, right? Well, that leaves the credit union out of the equation completely, right? So what our system does is we built 15,000 or so direct connections to billers throughout the United States. And what we do is we put that capability inside the credit union's digital platform. And so what people can do is they can kind of create a command and control center inside their credit union's digital platform.
Okay.
So what they do is they sign on, the bill's downloaded, it creates a command and control center, and it gives them context and stores their user code, passwords, and so on and so forth. And at the end of the day, we can actually even manage the bills with, you know, monitoring tools and text alerts and things.
Ooh, like that. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, I like that. Because, I mean, back in the day when we were all writing checks, I mean, paying the bills would literally take like probably an hour or so. I mean, just depending on how many bills you have to pay each month. But gosh, now that these bill pay solutions out there and yours are right there in the mix, Tom, it's like, oh, it's such a relief. It's almost become a no-brainer. You can almost, you know, set and forget. So it's pretty cool.
A lot of people just put their bills on their debit and credit cards and then they get a 20-page statement and they never look at it, right? And so, you know, you look at everything over $500 and then you say, just pay it, right?
Right.
And so that's what we're trying to keep away from.
Good. That's a good move for sure. All right, Fred, we're coming to you now. So can you tell me a little bit about Star One and what was going on at your credit union that kind of prompted you guys to look in the direction of a technology like Finovera's?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, a little bit about Star One. We're basically a savings institution. We don't have business banking. We've got a lot of savers over there. We're about 115,000 members, and we're closing in on 11 billion in assets. That's kind of a really strange ratio there. It's like asset to membership ratio. We have a lot of wealth over there, really. So to support those 115,000 members, we've got about 90,000 of them enrolled in our digital platforms, our online banking and our mobile app. We're located in Northern California. We've got a small little group of branches right here in the Silicon Valley. Okay. But we have members who are disparate all over the world. So our remote access is really important to us over there. What was going on at Star One? So the reason that we're with Finovera today, you know, back in October 2017, we did an online banking conversion to a new group, and it included bill pay. So we went from one large bill pay company that everyone's heard of to another large company that everyone's heard of. And, you know, it was the conversion was okay, but we had issues with specifically our e-bills. You know, the traditional bill pay companies, the big giant ones out there, they offer the e-bill solutions, but they basically are screen scraping and doing things like that. They're and they can sometimes take a couple cycles for the e-bills to actually start kicking in and be automatic. We were having a lot of problems. Of my 20,000 or so bill pay users, about 5,000 of them were having problems with their billers, either being consistent with their e-bills or receiving the e-bill on time or even receiving it. And so, you know, as the months passed after the conversion, we went ahead and decided that we were going to have to do something about that.
Right.
So, you know, the Theravera technology is far superior in terms of the bill pay. And that's how we ended up. We pulled the trigger with that group in 2018.
Wow. Okay. And so what was it? What was it about Finovera that really attracted you guys? What turned on the green light, so to speak? What made you move forward?
Sure. So in 2016, Star One, me and my boss attended the Finovate conference in San Jose. It's a really nice conference for startups and for cutting edge new ideas and technology in the fintech sector. And we were introduced to Pernapeek and Amanda and his crew and their crew over there. We were really impressed with the demo. You know, bill pay is bill pay, but these guys came and they said, we are, you know, our technology has a fresh look, kind of, if you will, at bill pay. And they called it bill management. It's what we ended up calling the product, too. You know, it includes things like showing real balances. In other words, you know, when you first log in and you want to see if your payroll posted or mm-hmm. if a pension posted, you might look at your balances, see what pending transactions are out there to see how much real balance you have. And the Finovera interface allows us to do that. It's got bells and whistles built into it that are inherent for managing your bills versus just, you know, like Tom said, paying them at the end of the day.
Right.
So, you know, the idea there is that it allows our members to use credit cards. It was the other thing that was really turned us on at the demo. We, you know, the other companies only kind of dream of that. We've asked if people can use saving accounts, checking accounts, other than checking, and credit cards, and even debit cards. And Finovera delivers on that. So we've got members using their credit cards, their rewards cards, at external places where they earn high rewards. They can even use their Star One rewards points card, and also their debit card, which is a win for me because the credit unions get interchange income in that case. So, you know, they're going to pay their bills anyway. And it's got a lot of other bells and whistles, a password vault, right? So that you can keep all your e-bills, Comcast and utilities and PG&E and everybody. You can keep your passwords in a vault. So it's got a lot of nice bells and whistles.
Nice. I want to go back to the debit and the credit card payment, that whole, because it sounds like, and Tom, you can chime in on this as well, because it sounds like you guys created your own kind of payments ecosystem within the credit union and keeping it all in-house, so to speak, so not having to go to another credit card or some other debit or some other payment system. It sounds like you guys just kind of built your own, your own ecosystem there. Is that kind of what the aim was?
Yeah, to some extent. Our goal really isn't to replace bill pay, but it's to accentuate bill pay. I said earlier that 76% of payments are biller direct. Our goal is to open up that 76%, right? And being able to pay with the credit union's debit or credit card makes complete sense. I mean,
completely.
Why would you make your members go someplace else to make a payment on a credit card and not within your digital portal, which should be the most trusted online site available to you? Mm-hmm. So we're trying to double down on that. And frankly, it creates a very compelling and very simple ROI because, as Fred said, the interchange fees are really profound.
Well, and the tracking capabilities as well. You can see it all right there. Because that's what I'm always looking for is, okay, what was paid where and when and all that type of stuff. And where did it come from and where did it go? All that type of stuff we're all dealing with on a daily basis. So that would be just from a consumer's point of view, man, that's huge. I mean, at least for me, it is. So
We agree.
Well, from a credit union point of view, it's also a good information to have, you know, pull some reports from Tom that tells me who's paying with what, where. Yep. That's a marketing nugget right there.
Yep, completely. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. So Tom, how did you guys, I mean, we kind of get what you guys are doing for them, but if you can just dive into the weeds here a little, just real briefly here, but how did you guys come in and help out Star One? What did you guys do from the outset?
Well, Fred really said it. And, you know, kudos to Fred and Star One for really seeing the value off the table 3 years ago. And they've been a great partner to help us out along the way. But it's really that, you know, I think Fred and Star One are really committed to serving their members, right? And I was having lunch with somebody the other day and I was explaining what we did. And she said, oh, well, bill pays like the food. You're like going out to dinner. You're the experience. Right. And I thought, well, that's a perfect analogy.
Love
right?
it. Yeah.
And so the point is, there's a lot to be done, not just paying bills. There's a lot of assistance there. And as you said, the ability to gather data and provide good guidance to the members is maybe more valuable than anything else, to be honest with you.
Yeah, completely. And Fred, so what has your experience been working with Finovera? Because obviously it started out at Finovate. Finovate is awesome. It sounds like it works because it really attracted you guys. Finovate's awesome. But so what has been your experience working with Finovera ever since?
Yeah, sure. We gave them a best of show vote too. I believe they won that year, one of the three top prizes.
For well
them.
Done.
You know what? So once we got introduced and we were able to introduce them to our online banking carrier to say, look, we want to bring this solution in. You know, our online banking carrier was reselling the main products from the big bill payers, but they'd never heard of Finovera. So the implementation between the engineers there was quite easy, right? We're using both the API and the single sign-on. Really easy to use. It's easy to support. My staff likes it because of its. They have something that they call the CSP or the customer support portal. And within there, that's amongst some of the best I've ever seen. You're allowed to log in as if you're the member. So when a member is calling my staff support and saying, hey, look on the left, what's going on here? You know, we don't have to really rely on our knowledge of the system. We're actually watching exactly what they see as well.
It's all
co-browse. Really a nice support system there. Also, the error messaging, you know, is quite accurate. You know, when people are doing e-bills, sometimes they might enter a username wrong or a password wrong, or the one-time passcode is getting sent to a number that doesn't work. And those are the kind of error messaging and error handling that we really like, because we can really zero in and say, you used your username incorrect. And said, oh, my caps are on. That's the kind of thing that the other carriers really can only dream about, giving us that kind of level of support. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in the past, we get cryptic error message that just say tells you a number or some message, you know, an error occurred at this time. We really zero in with the Finovera. So, you know, I would say the experience is great. Their uptime is really, really good. They rarely have, you know, what they call system maintenance. And big carriers have quite a bit of maintenance.
So
We're impressed with them.
Oh, that's cool. And also, the other thing I was thinking about, Fred, is that your membership being in the Silicon Valley area, there's some tech savvy people there. And so that gives you a little bit more reason to really up your game in the technology department, right?
It really does. Just so you know, is that we have all kinds of members and we want to offer different options. You know, some members want to use just straight bill pay. They just want to set up recurring models on some of these payments and transfers and things like that. And others really like the management solution there. Now, not in the Silicon Valley, they might be smart engineers, but they're also pretty financially savvy too.
Oh, yeah.
It's not lost on some people that they can earn cash by just paying their bills. I'm a good example. Just recently, I had 89,000 points and I cashed in $890 and gave it to one of my daughters in college. And
yeah,
on the way, I said, that was just because I've been paying your college through this bill pay. Anyway.
Bravo on that. How's that make you feel, Fred? I mean, how's that make you feel? I mean, Tom, I mean, when you hear people, I mean, clients like this talking about, I mean, especially ones with a very tech savvy membership too. I mean, you're hitting it out of the park, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So first of all, I want to be Fred's daughter because I'm $90 for school. But the second piece is there's so much goodness here, Mike, that we haven't even begun to understand. We're just scratching the surface in what we can do with the data that we're receiving.
Yes.
So, it feels great. And as I said, the benefits go beyond dollars and pennies. The benefits move into being able to do good stuff for good people. And that makes you feel good, just to your point.
Yeah, and you just kind of reinforces like, hey, you know what? We're doing the right thing here. We're on the right path, so to speak. So now, Fred, so do you guys have any, I know you're probably early on in this, still early on in the process, but any results to share at this time or any anecdotes or anything like that to provide?
Sure. So, you know, to date, we've got about 10,000 people enrolled into this product.
Mm-hmm.
We've got about 3,000 of them that are consistently happy campers because their e-bills are being paid. You know, remember, we originally implemented the solution to assist those members who had to convert over and get through the pain of getting their bills set back up.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a highly successful add-on as far as that goes. You know, one thing that I can report is that the e-bills are really good with this firm. They're instant. So when somebody goes in and supplies their information to go get an e-bill, these are real PDFs that come back right away. There's no waiting period. And what's best about this, it can go back to a 12-month period and pull an archive of 12 months of real PDFs of people's bills.
Nice.
It's quite amazing. Yeah. And that's, you know, other, like I said, the other companies only kind of dream of that thing. Also, you know, with the being able to get real PDFs, there's a feedback feature that they have in the interface where you can request new billers to get, whether it's going to be screen scraping or whatever technology is going to be used, to try and get these smaller billers e-bills. And they always deliver. Finovera is very fast at getting that development done. So, you know, those are kind of some of the results I suppose to share.
Okay, good deal, good deal. And Tom, what's next for you guys working with Star One? Because like you said, it sounds like you guys are just scratching the surface here, and especially coming out of the pandemic where we had the big digital push. I'm sure there's lots more on the plate to on the horizon here.
Well, again, Fred said it perfectly. So, you know, first of all, we have a patent that allows us to scrape or extract data off of PDF statements. So what's really cool, Mike, is if you go pay your bill with a or go pay your Star One credit card or whomever's credit card, but if you go pay somebody else's credit card, we actually download that data and it can extract data off that credit card statement. So we're doing a lot of cool stuff with that. A little bit of storytelling. I told you about subscription management.
Yeah.
Where we can go remind you, hey, you signed up for Hulu 6 months ago. Are you using it? Or did you just forget to turn off the free service? And, you know, today you've got Peloton and Freshly and, you know, just a million different subscription services. Mm-hmm. I used to do some volunteer work at my local church. And the first thing we did is look at subscriptions for people that were struggling financially, because a lot of times they had no idea they were being charged for this stuff. So
right.
I think that's a really great feature. And you, by the way, you'll be able to one click turn it off, which is also very cool. The second one is something I'm really excited about. We've got a client who was working with the OCC in the OCC's Project Reach. And just as Fred said, they're downloading statements, extracting positive bill payment information, mm-hmm. and reporting that to the credit bureaus to raise people's credit rating. And it's targeted towards underbanked and minority divisions so that they can participate in credit, you know, the opportunity to get credit and invest using okay. credit, real estate, and so on and so
oh, cool.
forth. That is so cool. I can't even believe it. But yeah. it goes even far beyond that. You know, the idea of what we can do with this data when we see somebody paying 30% interest or doing a cash, excuse me, a cash withdrawal on their credit cards at a very high interest rate. Mm-hmm. You know, those things we can really help people. So this notion of being able to add guidance and help people out in their financial journey is profound. I've always thought what's interesting is most people live paycheck to paycheck. There's a cadence, right? You pay your bills, you try to get to the next paycheck hit, you move on from there. And I always thought that there was a lack of tools in helping people get from paycheck to paycheck. Yeah. And I think with this system, we have a very real way of helping people get paycheck to paycheck.
Mm-hmm. And it really fulfills the bill management term that you guys have come up with. It's not just bill pay, it's bill management, helping people in that area to get them on a firm financial footing for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Fred, anything else to add here, Fred, from your perspective on where you guys are heading and just other plans in this area?
Well, you know, I wanted to say as Tom's firm keeps building this stuff out, that's real exciting things. You know, it's more like a personal finance management tool. You know, we have a tool, PFM, for our members, yeah. but you know, as those things start to get built out, I'm your guy for beta testing, Tom. I love good stuff there. You know, I wanted to also say, you know, it's actually this product, a traditional bill pay is fairly expensive. You know, it's a pretty big line item on the monthly invoices that I have to review. And the Finovera, the cost per transaction is quite reasonable. Now, I'm not at liberty to discuss the pricing, but it's really, really quite reasonable. And also the monthly minimums when you first roll out, that's always a big deal because, you know, it's going to take time to build up this group of members that will do a lot of transactions to make a break even. So mm-hmm. really reasonable in terms of the monthly minimums when you roll out. And I just can't say enough about the value that we get out of it for what we have to put into it.
Amazing. Yes. That's fantastic. Fantastic. Tom, anything else to add here to wrap up?
No, not really. I want to thank you. I want to thank people for watching. Yep. You know, as a smaller company, having a platform like this is really valuable. And I think it's hard to get our message out and break through because there are so many people trying to get, you know, some intellectual property from credit unions out there. So this is really valuable. But I would really urge people in my career, I'm probably more excited about this product because the good it will do beyond making money, the good it will do for everybody is just so profound.
Yeah. And it's really, it seems to kind of walk lockstep with the credit union mission too, you know, kind of helping people out. I mean, no matter where they are on the income scale, it really helps you out big time. So good stuff. And I think you guys are probably experiencing that as well, right, Fred? So this is really, really cool. All right, gentlemen. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work. Appreciate the time today. Really, really cool. So I love stories like this, really cool success stories and seeing it really working, you know, and in a practical sense. So I look forward to the next chat after you do the beta testing. All right. So
on the next iteration.
All right, gentlemen, thank you very much. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Fred.
Thank you, everybody.
Well done, guys.